98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. Nina Mayor Jane Lang is calling it quits. Lang issued a statement this week that she will not run for a second term. Lang became Nina's mayor in 2022 after spending 8 years on the city council. Meanwhile, Scott Becker, who was chief of staff for Appleton Representative Stephen Weichert for 10 years, announced he is running for the city's top spot. The election will be in April. The city of Oshkosh is looking for grant proposals for public service activities. Oshkosh will distribute federal community development block grant or CDBG funds to local nonprofits for activities and programs that provide a direct benefit for low to moderate income residents of Oshkosh. The funds can be used for things like administration, supplies, materials, and other costs related to the implementation and operation of a program. They're not accepting applications for startup costs or capital expenditures like vehicles, facility renovations, and similar items. The deadline for submitting the applications is noon, Monday, December 15th. For more information, see our story at WISS.fm. The Trump administration is threatening SNAP funding for Wisconsin and many other states with Democratic governors. In the Badger State, nearly 700,000 people benefit from SNAP, and they all had their benefits delayed during the shutdown last month. The administration has been asking states to send information, including the names and immigration status of SNAP recipients. If they don't, they could lose SNAP money. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins says they're trying to find fraud in the program. WISN is reporting people's benefits would be safe. The USDA would continue to send that money, but not the funding that it takes to actually run the program. Now, Wisconsin General Josh Call has joined a lawsuit against the Trump administration over this issue, and a judge issued an injunction which bars the USDA from withholding the money. But still, the USDA plans to do just that starting as early as next week. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has agreed to hear a challenge to the 287G agreements with ICE that allow sheriff's departments to operate as immigration enforcement agents. The ACLU brought that lawsuit forward on behalf of Voces de las Fronteras. It argues that it's illegal for local jails to hold immigrants on detainers sent by the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Sheriff's departments in Brown, Marathon, Kenosha, Sauk, and Walworth counties all honor these requests. The Supreme Court will determine if these detainers constitute unlawful arrests under Wisconsin law. The Oshkosh Fire Department, Local 316, is continuing a 27-year tradition, the Food and Toy Drive. The fire department is collecting non-perishable food, new unwrapped gifts, wrapping paper, tape, and cash donations at all of the citywide fire stations. Donations will be accepted through Friday, December 12th. Additionally, the Oshkosh Fire and Police Equipment's antique fire engine will travel throughout the city collecting donations door to door. Days and locations of the routes are posted on the Oshkosh Fire Department's Facebook page. All donations will be given to the Salvation Army and distributed through their program. The holiday season in Wisconsin has officially begun. The tree at the Capitol is lighted and decorated by students. Civic Media Savannah Tomei Olson was there.
You know it's the holiday season when there's a big tree in the Wisconsin State Capitol. Every year, there's a special ceremony to turn on the lights. The La Crosse Central High School Band had the honor of kicking things off. This year's celebration centered around the governor's proclamation that 2025 is the year of the kid. The tree's called the Learning Tree and honors students and educators all over Wisconsin. The guests of honor included Mr. Peanut's real name, Rodney Esser, who's been the custodian at Park Elementary School in Cross Plains for 61 years.
I just love what I do. Every morning, these little people will come into school. And it isn't limited just to little people who throw hugs at me and high fives and fist bumps, staff as well.
Green Bay West High School teacher Ellie Hines Radu talked about what's kept her going after more than three decades.
36 years in the classroom, I think you can trust me when I say it's love.
The 30-foot-tall balsam fir came from farmers in Oconto County. It's decorated with hundreds of ornaments made by students from all over the state. Elmer Moore Jr., the executive director of the Wisconsin Housing and Economic Development Authority, got to do the countdown.
3, 2, 1.
Wisconsin's Capitol Holiday Tree has been nominated for USA Today's 10 Best Public Holiday Lights Displays. We'll find out who makes that top 10 list on Wednesday. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks at home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks host the 76ers tonight. They'll be without Giannis Antetokounmpo for the next 2 to 4 weeks. He's got a strained calf muscle in his right leg. The Bucks are 10-13, but Doc Rivers says at least he's got Kevin Porter Jr. back, finally.
We haven't had him all year, you know, and then, you know, having him and Giannis out for that long stretch explains our record. Now we're back at it, you know, we have him back now. And we may have Giannis out. We just got to figure out a way of winning games when all these guys are injured. And if we can get healthy, and I keep saying that, I like our team.
NFL, the Packers holding practice outdoors in 8-degree temperatures. They'll host the Bears Sunday. Jordan Love nominated for the Walter Payton Man of the Year Award. The quarterback says helping kids from low-income families goes with the territory.
I think all of it kind of plays a part into it, and it's fun to be able to give back and to be able to impact people's lives.
That's the Packers' Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be cloudy today with some light snow, less than an inch of accumulation with a high in the mid-20s. Tonight, more light snow possible, enough to make things a little slick. We're going to drop down into the mid to low teens. Tomorrow, partly sunny with a high near 20. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.